How to fund the state water plan? That's the $53 billion question. Literally, the plan's price tag is $53 billion, and with Governor Rick Perry and many lawmakers pledging not to raise taxes, finding that money will be tricky. Republican State Senator Glenn Hager sits on the Senate's Natural Resources Committee.
You don't have to solve the whole problem today.
Hager wants to fund a fraction of the total cost next year by dipping into the state's rainy day fund. He says an initial investment to kickstart local water projects will pay off down the road.
I think it's important and prudent for us to take a portion of those rainy day funds and invest them.
Everything's on the table.
Republican State Representative Alan Ritter chairs the Natural Resources Committee in the Texas House. Last session, he floated the idea of initiating a fee for connecting homes and businesses to the water system. He said the so-called tap fee would provide a steady stream of funding for the water plan.
You know, it'd be somewhere between the $3.50 to $5 a year range for a house.
But it sounded too much like a tax to get any traction. Though Ritter thinks this year, the state's continued water shortages may force lawmakers to rethink their attitudes about that.
We've got to step up in the state of Texas.
But even if the plan is fully funded, something that neither of these lawmakers propose, it still wouldn't secure the state's water future, says Mary Lou Hastings.
It's necessary but not sufficient.
Hastings is with the Cynthia and George Mitchell Foundation, which funds environmental projects to truly tackle water challenges. She says lawmakers need to take a more strategic approach towards what gets funded. The 2012 plan currently doesn't prioritize projects.
So could it be a strategic state water plan so that your reservoir building, your conservation is more integrated?
She also wants the state to change how it governs surface and groundwater rights and reconsider its estimates for future water supplies as the region gets drier. The legislative session begins January 8th. For State Impact Texas, I'm Moses Bouchel.